Well, you know, we always start off reminding ourselves that if we see how great God is, we're going to be thankful. And that heart is what God's looking at for worship. And I got this picture up because we're moving into the Advent season. And so the wise men would have already started their journey. They'd be on the way, and they're looking up at that star, and they're following that star, and that star spells hope, because the Savior of the world is fixing to come here. He's fixing to be here, and that's what we're celebrating in Advent. So I'd like to ask Arthur and Marcy and your family to come on up, and they're going to light our Advent candles. And Advent really is a season where we want to stop and reflect on the coming of Christ into our lives so we can prepare our hearts and our homes, and there's our family who's going to represent us today, that all the things that Christ's redemptive work and his salvation means in our home and in our lives today. And so, Arthur, we're going to light that candle of hope in a minute, but I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Acts 2, 25 through 26 says, King David said this about him, I see that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and my tongue shouts his praises. My body rests in hope.
And Hebrews 6, 19 says, this hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary.
And while Kaylee's going ahead and light that candle, I wanted to talk a little bit about the hope that Christ gives me and my family. This is always an interesting time of year for me. In December 2011, I lost my next younger brother through a self-inflicted wound, and it's always an interesting time of year because there's a lot of emotions that come with that, loss of my brother, and I know some of you can certainly relate to that, but also that understanding that I had that chance to know with certainty that he knew God, he knew Christ before that passing. And so I'm always so thankful for that hope, that certainty, as Alan said, that I'll have that opportunity to see him again. And the hope that I have in this church, this body of believers, at that time I was up in Boston, and that church surrounded me and came alongside me, that family of believers, and the hope and the certainty that they shared with me that this is a season of trial, this is a season, and it just lasts for a moment. But we know that glory comes in the morning. And so I thank this church for continuing to just surround us, surround our family, and for that hope that we have as believers, that we know where we're going, we know what we're here for.
So. Well, you said a lot on that. Thank you, Arthur. You know, we live in a world that is, it promises all kinds of things, but it always cannot fulfill and leaves us empty. And there's a lot of difficulty in the world, but there's a lot of blessing in it too. And when we look to what God has done for us and the hope that we have in him, and when I look at your family and see what God has done, it's good. God has a wonderful promise and eternal destiny for us. So let me just pray. Father, we thank you so much that all that we have and all the hope that we have, it comes alive with Christ. And when we come to realize that Christ not just came and lived among us and died for our sins to show us the willingness for God to forgive, but he rose from the dead and he is alive. And he lives inside of us, and he has the power to bring healing to our hearts. He has the power to give us wisdom. He's got the power to not just redeem our lives, but to redeem the lives of those through whom he can touch through us. And so we're thankful, Lord, because without you, there is no real hope. But with you, we have a solid hope, and we are here to worship you today because you are the source of our life, the source of our love, the source of our hope, and we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.